Why the Leopard Stays Away from Water, an African Folk Tale.
Long, long ago, when the world was still young, Leopard came to the edge of the ocean. He wanted to see the land on the far side because he was a very curious cat. He sat on the shore watching the waves and wondering how to cross the water. After a while, he thought of Petrel, the queen of the Bird Clan whose life he had once saved. She owed him a favor. He called her and she flew towards him from a great height. "You called and I came to honor my debt from long ago. What do you need?" she asked. Leopard explained his problem. Petrel told him to wait and disappeared behind the clouds. She returned one day later, followed by thousands of birds. At Petrel's command, they all flew down to the water and began to beat their wings, creating an icy wind. The wind was so cold that the water gradually began to freeze. "Start walking," Petrel cried. Leopard stepped out on the ice. The birds flew ahead of him, creating a path of ice for him to follow. When they finally reached the far side, Petrel said, "My debt is settled. Do not call me again," and flew off. The far country was a bit smaller than Leopard had thought, and curiously empty of his kind. But it was beautiful. The water was sweet, and there was plenty to eat. In fact, the hunting was so easy that he soon got bored. After 2 days, he had seen everything there was to see, and he decided to return home. Luckily, his sea path still appeared to be frozen solid, and he started to walk. But it was a long, long way across. The sun was beating down, and Leopard noticed that the ice was beginning to melt. He started to run, but the ice was melting too quickly, and soon he was in icy water. He started to swim. He swam for a long time, struggling towards the distant shore. Suddenly, a huge shark appeared right next to him. "What are you doing here?" the shark asked, smiling hideously. "I am hungry. I am always hungry. And here you are, a tasty meal, swimming around in my home." Leopard was getting very tired, and the shark certainly frightened him. But he was a quick-thinking cat. "It's true, I am very tasty," he said. "But it would nevertheless be a shame if you ate me."
"A shame for you, certainly," said the shark, giving Leopard a little nudge. "Because you will be dead, but I will no longer be hungry."
"I am but one meal, O mighty fish," said Leopard. "But if you spared my life, I can lead you to the cove where my people live and play in the water all the time. A great hunter such as yourself could catch them one by one and eat as much as you like. And if you let me get on your back, we'll get there much faster." The shark thought to himself, "Once he's shown me the place, I will eat him too. And we will certainly get there quicker if I carry him." He allowed Leopard on his back and they swam towards the shore. As they approached the land, the shark started to slow down. Leopard said, "Just a little closer, we're almost there." The shark swam closer and looked around.
"Where is the cove?" he asked suspiciously. "I don't see anything, and I'm very hungry by now."
"Behind that rock," said Leopard. "Just think of all those meals waiting for you.
The greedy shark moved still closer to the shore when all of a sudden the water became so shallow that he was unable to move forward. He frantically tried to turn around, but he was stuck. Leopard jumped off and walked towards the beach. "Thank you, almighty shark, for the free ride," he said. "I am going to get some of my friends now, and we are going to dine on you as you would have dined on us." And they did. Cats still love to eat fish, but from that day onward, no cat has ever willingly entered the water again.